other conditions that we have by the Ktitsa. That means, we mentioned before, he didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, and it was not done by Beit Yisrael. And obviously, Beit. Afalpi, though, even though it was done in Shabbos, the Goy did a melacha in Shabbos, but since it's kotak, since he's getting paid for this service, so there's a lomdus of a daita dinam shekaavud, he did it for himself, and the yid is allowed to be nene from the melacha, he's allowed to wear it on Shabbos. Now, the Mishneh Berurah brings down a moedik kasha that the Magen Avraham asks. V'loidomi lema shemavoyer b'simin reish ayin vov tzif alav v'adom. V'eini Yehudi shehidlik haner b'shvil Yisrael. Afilu im hoya odei ketzitim osa li'ishtamesh loirom. Now the Magen Avraham asks a moedik kasha. The kasha is as follows. A person made up with a goy. He says, whenever you see me, I'm in the dark, and you go and you light a candle for me, I'm going to give you $5. Promise of mine. Whenever you light a candle for me when I'm in the dark, I'm going to give you $5. Shabbos, the Yid was in the dark, the electricity went out. The guy sees him, he goes, hurry up, he takes a candle, he lights the candle, ready, the $5, he sees already. That's the day is already, he's going to get $5. So there it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Yid is not allowed to have anor from the snare. So the Magen Avraham asks, so he doesn't understand. Here it says in Shulchan Aruch, a similar case, that I was chotzat with a goy. I made up with a goy, he'll clean my suit, he'll get $10. Do we have a lomdus that the goy is cleaning the suit on Shabbos for himself, not for the Yid? He's doing it to get... And the halacha is that the Yid is allowed to wear the clean suit. You send it to the Yid, he is allowed to wear the clean suit. And here we have the same case. The same scenario, he's giving the goy for every nail that he's madlik from $5. The goy goes and is madlik the nail. He's not allowed to have anor from the nail. So this kasha the Magen Avraham asks, what is the difference? You'll see, it's a bite from a big difference. What's the difference? He also did it on Shabbos. He cleaned the suit on Shabbos. No, he didn't tell us. Whenever you see me, I'm in the dark, and you put on a nail, you're going to get $5. Nothing Shabbos. This Shabbos can have. No one's talking about Shabbos. Yet, the hocho. Af al gav. Sheyisrael nena bilvishos apilachim adetzitz also. The hocho, so the Magen Avraham brings down such a terror. Af al gav sheyisrael nena bilvishosai. Mimlechis Shabbos here also. The Yid is putting on a clean suit. And Shabbos, because the guy cleaned it on Shabbos. Mikol mokim. Eini Yehudi. The suit was not cleaned for the Hanos Yisrael. Rak adaita dinavshe. He cleaned the suit on Shabbos. Lemayer lahashlin pelosa. He cleaned the suit on Shabbos that he should be able to get his $10. It was not done for the Levishas Yisrael. Masha Enkin, awesome over there, Adlokosoi Bishabis, Hoyo Kedeshi Yishamish Boy Ayisrael Ashov, Ulachain Osa. Now, I would like to elaborate and try to explain this halacha. When a goy is doing a melacha in Shabbos, he's cleaning a suit. He's being madlik anel. Now we'll ask the goy, why are you doing this? I'm doing it to get $10. That's what's motivating him to do what he's doing. He's cleaning the suit, he should get $10. He's putting out the net, he should get $10. The reason for his doing what he's doing is adaited in Amshe Kovach. I should get $10. That in both cases they are similar. Now, but there's a shaila. From what I'm doing, do I have an interest that something should occur? I'm doing it for the $10. But do I have an interest that something should occur from what I am doing? Now, in the case of the suit, he did it. He has no interest that the yid should wear it. That's not it. He had to clean the suit. Now it's clean. So I decided there's so much suits in the store. He sent it to the yid. But he has the result of what he did. That was he had no interest in the end result that came out from his malachim. He had no interest that the yid should wear a clean suit on Shabbos. That wasn't his interest. Masha Enkein, over there, he's being madlik on there that the yid should be able to use it. That was the whole Otmach. That means he's not being madlik a yotzei shalom. The Otmach was, whenever you see me in the dark, he should be madlik on there. So why I am doing this, the reason why I am doing it, is for the money. And then Mr. Shalei Lishma, I'm doing it for the money. But the outcome of my doing is that you should be able to see. So this is a poyo yoite, an outcome from what will come from my malachim. So the Magen Avraham says, I'll perhaps give a bad marshal, perhaps it's not so bad. I saw Moira de Kibol. It says, Vayochel noya isha doma vayita kora. So I saw a vote like this. When Noah planted the Karam, what was his intent for planting? Why did he plant the Karam? The intent of Noah planted the Karam was he should have Yain l'Nesochem. He's Makim Kobonis, you need Nesochem. That's the intent. So the planting was Leilo Leilo. But in the back of it, now that there will be a vineyard, I'll be able to drink wine also. So that is not why he did it, but he realized that from what he did, he'll be able to drink wine also. So the result of his pula, so the pasuk says, Vayochel, that means since you knew that the result will be that you'll also be able to have wine, so we considered the whole malacha, malacha of chul. I mean, even though the reason why you did it was for Nesachim, but you knew that there's a fringe benefit coming from this, and you were aware of it, so we're miyachas, the fringe benefit, to what you did, and we say, you did a pula shel chula. Here, since the money here, from the nair is that the yid should be able to be mishtamish with the nair, so we say, we attribute the outcome of the pehule to Elu. He did it for that. That means, in reality, he did it for the money. That's why he did it. That's the truth. But since from this Melochim, the yid will be able to see now, be able to be mishamish, because so we say it's ki'ilo the melochim was done for the hanos Yisrael, and we have a klal, if a melochim was done for hanos Yisrael, a yid is not to have hanos from it. In our case, when he cleaned the suit, he did not clean the suit that the Yid should have a clean suit Shabbos. That was not his custom. It came out in Shabbos, he has no place to hang up the suit, so he might as well bring the suit to the Yid so he have more place. So the Hano of the Yid is not Mekushel, his cooler. His cooler was only for the $10. Here, the outcome of the Hadlokis Anel is that's what he was hired for, that the Yid should have a nail. The Yid should have a nail in order to be able to be mishamish with. So therefore, we attribute the outcome with Miyachis, with Mechabel, the outcome to his action, and we say, Ki'ilu, the guy did it for him. And if a guy did a malachim for you in Shabbos, and I'll tell you, that is the Mogin Avram's Tereb. Mashayin kein hosom adlokostoi mishabes hoyo kedei she yishtamish boi ayisroel achso. That is the interest of what should come out from the Melochim. Lochein hosom. Olefi de gam bein yoneinu. אם הישראל אומר ליהן יהודי סומך לחשייך, מדוע לא גומלת מלאכתי? Now let's talk about our cleaners. The Yid gave him the clothing to clean the place Tuesday, or he gave it to him on Friday morning. And the guy told him, no problem, it's going to be ready before Shabbat. He comes in before Shabbos and he says, why wasn't it ready? He didn't tell him he should do it now. He didn't tell him to do it now. But he asked the kasha, why wasn't it ready? The guy feels indebted to the Yid. I told him I'm going to do it. So when he does it Shabbos, the reason why he's doing it is he gets money. But he has an interest that the Yid should have a clean suit on Shabbos because he asked him to have a clean suit on Friday. So in that case, a suit will be similar to a nail. That's what the Prima Gordon says. He didn't tell him to do it. The guy said it on his own. You can have a clean suit on Shabbos. So we have over here al kochonim, we have to split the hair. We have a loche. A goy is doing a maloche. The main intent of the maloche, why the goy is doing it, he wants to get paid. He has a job, and then when he finishes the job, he's going to get a certain amount of money. That is why he's doing it on Shabbat. But if the purpose of this maloche is the purpose of the poil yoytzei, that there's an interest that from this melacha the Yid should derive some benefit from it in Shabbos, even though that's not the reason why the guy is doing it, but there is such an interest that the Yid should derive some benefit from it by the nail, that he should be able to be mishtamish with the nail, and by the suit, that he should have a clean suit for Shabbos, okay. So then he's not allowed to wear it. Let's go further in the Gemara. The Yesh Oistrin Lelovshoi. Now the Gemara says there are others that are Choylik on the Mechaber, and they hold that he's not allowed to wear it. If I know that the guy made it in Shabbos, the Yid is not allowed to wear Shabbos. Now, so the Gemara is machma. Dr. Mishnah Brura, time on. The Oster li Yisroel lehonesh mealoche b'Shabbos b'chol gavni. Why? Kivin shemikomokim nase amaloche bish viloi. Now this is a very dakistic chilik over here. That means the Gemara holds The malacha was not made, you should wear it Shabbos. Listen, now we're not talking about that. But the malacha was done, you should have a clean suit. That's of the malacha. So by you putting it on Shabbos, we consider like the malacha was made that you should wear it Shabbos. If you don't wear it Shabbos, so then the malacha, the reason why the guy did the malacha is he wants to get his $10, and that's the reason why the guy did the malacha. And for you, then you should have a clean suit, but not, and Shabbos should have a clean suit. Yeah. So Kuzman, you don't wear a Shabbos, so there's no problem. But the minute you wear a Shabbos, so we say you're deriving benefit from the Meleches HaGoyim. And the guy did it for you, so we consider ki'ilu the malacha was done that you should wear it Shabbos. That means we combine that what you put it on Shabbos to the general intent of the guy that is cleaning it for you, and we spell out ki'ilu it was done for you to wear Shabbos, and you're not allowed to have a no from a malacha's akum. We know that kosher Yiddush and Yehudi Gomer B'Shabbos. I mean, we know. If we don't know, we'll see in a minute. If we don't know, it's good. Ignorance is bliss. If we don't know, we finished it in Shabbos, so he's allowed to wear it. Because who said maybe he finished it Friday? But if we do know, someone passed by the cleaning store and he saw him cleaning his back and said, stop. We saw it. We know that. Yes. So then the din is, come on second. The tzorich lahamtim b'moyitoy Shabbos b'chdei sheyase v'ochi nod l'chatchile m'loy shetzorich eilov b'Shabbos sh'oz yesh l'hoko. That means if I don't know, and it could be it was done Erev Shabbos, I don't know when it was finished. Could be it was finished Shabbos, could be finished Erev Shabbos. If I don't know, it could be Michael. The guy didn't food ended on Shabbos. He finished the food on Friday. But if I do know that the guy finished cleaning the suit on Shabbos, and the Yid is wearing this suit that the guy finished on Shabbos, so he's not allowed to do it, because we considered Ke'ilu, this Melacha was done L'shem Hanos Yisrael B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to have Hanos. So the din is that he's not allowed to wear this suit till it will pass by the time that it took for the guy to clean, whatever he did Shabbos, so he has, with that time has to pass by. That means if the guy spends an hour in Shabbos to clean the suit, so that means we consider that Ke'ilu, this hour's melacha was done for the Yid. Since the Yid wants to wear it, we consider like this hour's melacha was done for the Yid. So he's not allowed to have on for melacha Shabbos. So he can first put it on an hour after Shabbos. Fine. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. What if he has 2 days of Yom Tov? He cleaned an hour, he cleaned the suit the first day, Pesach. So he waits, he has now a clean suit. So an hour after Mitzoy Yom Tov Rishon, he can put on the suit. Mimonavshev, what's the Mimonavshev? Dima Yom Rishon Kodesh, if the first day is Kodesh, Hasheni Chol. So he waits an hour, and then he puts it on. Dima Yom Rishon Chol, Bavadei Musav. ואין חילק בכל זה בין מי שנעשה בשבילוי, בין לאחרים, בספר לירה בהיקל לאחרים בקוסר. במשנבור יש מחמל, תמיד בסחומרו עוב ורמו, that's what we consider, that it was done for the Yid, it's the Yid Mutsaram, love that give the Yid Mutsaram, if someone else will put it on, it's also awesome. We consider if a Yid will be nene from this Melocha in Shabbos, we consider since it was clean for a Yid, we consider that Ke'ilu, the Goy, cleaned the suit for a Yid to wear Shabbos. So Memele is also to wear Shabbos. Not only him, anybody. V'im yesh litloy, the yesh mitzvah. But if I could, I don't know if it was, maybe it was finished Erev Shabbos. I haven't the faintest idea. So then you could, it's mutter, the yesh matirim b'cholin him. According to the Mechab, Samazay mutter. The Mechab said it's mutter. And here I am, so it could be, it wasn't done in Shabbos. She allowed to wear. Now, Vim hoya amino mesukin be'erev Shabbos. What if he made a shoes from Erev Shabbos? Rak shetiknoi ve'chlikoi v'Shabbos. But he fixed it up, he smoothed it out in Shabbos. That means the shoe was wearable without melech Shabbos. So now he made it look nicer in Shabbos. The same scenario, according to the Gemara. Shari. So then it's mutter, according to the Gemara. That means the shoe, what he's wearing, Shabbos, good. Now it's nicer because he fixed it up. But since the shoe was wearable, Erev Shabbos, so we did not say that he's nene from Meleches Akum, because the shoe was a shoe. We'll see in a minute. That is the majority of its press. We'll see in a minute. Who had been Klipishton? How much cost the simulation in Gimel? Who had been Klipishton? Shanos and Yuditachas Amachbesh Bishabbos. Shari Gam came with Tamzer. We pressed it out. It seems that it was filthy. You couldn't wear it. So then it's called, became wearable. But he just pressed it out. And here it's without a crease. Who's the crease? Ain't a Hanami. Then you say the same thing. What? Yeah, he wouldn't.
Okay, that's the way
wear. I don't know if you would wear it. I don't know if that's called wearable. Okay, fine. So, but let's just see one thing. The Gemara was machma, but the Gemara said, Imloy shesorech elov b'shabbat. But here, in this case, in the Gemara's case, if he doesn't have another baggage, then the Gemara was machma. In this case, that means that the Gemara gave a chumrah that he cleaned it for him, not for Shabbos, but he cleaned it for him. So by wearing it Shabbos, we consider Keilu, who was clean for him to wear on Shabbos. But if he doesn't have another suit, in the Gemara's case, it will be mutter. No, if it's another suit. I know the Bir Halacha says she ain loy beged l'Shabbos im zeh. So then it's mutter. Then the Gemara was mutter. It's case. Thank you. Hello, we have all different things. V'chol zem avos. Of the davke im shiga loy ha'ini Yehudi lebeisoy. The whole heter is, if the Goy sent it to the Yid. He sent it to the Yid. So then we find the Mechaba holds the smuta. I will also likach keilim mi beis ha'umin b'shabbos v'yontif. But to go to the cleaners, and pick it up from the cleaner, that's all. Now, we're saying in all cases, that means the Mechaba was matter, if the guy did the suit on Shabbos, and he sent it to him. So there we, there the halach is, according to the Mechaber Smuta, according to the Ramah, one should be machmer, unless he doesn't have another suit. But that is only if the guy sent it to him. But for him to go to the cleaners in Shabbat and take the suit, that's also. Now let's see why. The likach kelim means the nizbuk bugadim. Vafilu yoideya madai. A bigger chiddush. Here he knows the suit was cleaned before Shabbat. What is it? So there's no shayla of Melech Shabbos over here. It was cleaned before Shabbos. He told the guy to call him up. The guy didn't call him up. He meets the guy, what happened? Oh, I forgot to call him. But it was finished before Shabbos already. So now he wants to go in Shabbos to the store to pick up the suit. So now, v'afilu yoideya badai, shenigma koinim Shabbos v'yomhu, v'afilu imulu toirech Shabbos, he doesn't have another suit. It's for toirech Shabbos. This is also. Now why is this also? Shem Yishamayim. We're finished there in Shabbos. We're picking it up from the goy. What's the problem? V'atam mivnei marita ayin. The yomru shebishabis osoy umidas yisrael. That means if he comes to the store in Shabbos to pick up the suit, someone who sees this as a very distorted picture of what is happening. He's going from a summer. He told the guy, he's going to the store to tell the guy to clean it for him in Shabbos. And he's picking it up now for the guy. So there's a chash of marasain, so that's also. Before. Friday or Shabbos?
I think they come for 2 hours.
So when did he come?
In an hour and 2 hours.
So he did a part of the cleaning in Shabbos. What's that? The name of the sign, the Yoimush of Shabbos are so me that he saw. The Isa Bilibush, the Afilu lo Yuvien Biodoi. Afilu, we're not speaking about that he's going to go into the store and take out with the hanger the suit, and he's walking out from the store, and everyone sees him going out from the store 10 o'clock in Shabbos with the suit. Oh! He went at 10 o'clock, and somebody told the guy to clean it in Shabbos. No, he's not doing that. He went in, he had an old suit, he goes in, I want to eat my old suit here. He puts on in the store the new suit, he comes out with a new suit. You'll have a yid that saw him come in. Before Shabbos, he came in Shabbos with an old suit, he comes out with a new suit. So that yid already understands what happened already, and it'll spread like wildfire to the Zamara time. Yes. The Kosav Amogin Avrom, a bigger chumrim. Efshel, the Filu al Yidei Eini Yehudi, also Lahavioi. El Tamaisa. He knows the suit was finished before Shabbos. The suit was finished before Shabbos. He didn't have a chance to pick it up. He knew everything. They goes over to a goy. There's an Arab in the store. No problem. Goes over to a goy. Please pick up the suit from the cleaners on Shabbos. It finished. It was on Friday event. He tells a goy to pick it up in Shabbos. Now let's think for a minute. What is the problem? It was clean Friday. Fine. It is not Marisayan. This guy is a guy. A guy is going in. This guy is not speaking about this. This guy is in the shoulder. He met a guy on the street. Do me a favor. Go into the cleaner and bring me this suit. So the Magen Avraham is Mesubi Kentai. This is also. Mishum the Uvdid the Choylu. Now what does this mean, Uvdid the Choylu? To pick up something from a cleaner, From an omen is an obdud v'chayl. Seems in Chalamayid it says such a this musik to go to a cleaner and pick up something. It was done before. This is an obdud v'chayl. So to tell a goy to do an obdud v'chayl is also work. So this will also be your time. Fine. So that's awesome. V'chol ze bekeilim sha'osa liYisrael, adleini Yehudi sha'ishim min olayim al ha'mekach, muti Yisrael ha'mekiroi leilach v'likach mimenu b'shabes olin na'alom, v'bad shalo yikroi imoi d'mei ha'mekach. Here, I'm going to get this one. You have a goy. Till now we're speaking about the goy. He had his suit. He made a suit for him. He cleaned the suit for him. Whatever it was. So we had all these halachas. This goy makes shoes. For who does he make shoes? Everything shoes. He makes shoes. He didn't make the shoes for the Yid. He makes shoes and he sells shoes. The Yid comes into the store in on Shabbos. And he tells them, listen, I'm not talking about money now, I need a pair of shoes. No problem, he gives them a pair of shoes. The shoes were not made for the Yid. He makes shoes. And we weren't purchased a Mecca, so there's always a Mecca for Mecca. So this is the most sensitive mutter. This is mutter. To go in and tell him, listen, I need a pair of shoes. He knows, the guy knows him. He's just where they go. They don't talk about money or paying something. He gives them a pair of shoes. Now that's the shikas of the mutter. The Beit Tumim and Chilid Ben Shul and Yudhi. Abel and Yudhi Shoyster. The Hoa Daiti Dinam Shei Olad Bishabit. He made the shoes not for the Yid. He made the shoes to sell. He made the shoes for himself. That means if I go into a cleaner, so the cleaner's clean for people, whoever brings them a suit. So there, if I go in to pick up my suit, people think I told them to clean it for me on Shabbos. But if this guy sells shoes, he makes shoes to sell. So there's no marathon needed that I told them to do it. He has 20 pairs of shoes there. Of course, you'll see in a minute, yes. It's also a voice. They're going to make deals after Shabbos. They'll talk about the money. So like Mishum Marathon, Shayyamu Shasivaloy Lasoytam. Because he makes it himself. V'mogin Avrom, Ishar, Harbi, Yachoynim, Cholku, Al-Dvorov, V'svilu, Dugam, V'zeh, Oso, Leila, Chetzel, Nelikach, Nimenu, Kumei, Mishar, Umen. Since he makes shoes, he sells them, but he makes shoes. So a person can still think, I walked in and told him to make a pair of shoes for me. So therefore, this is also, he's a person who makes shoes. Yeah. That means if he goes in, so people, there's a marathon. But if the guy will send it to him, some of them, they'll be mutter. That's your shoe store. He doesn't make shoes. He sells shoes. So the Magen Avraham says, actually, yes, we're awful. Then you could be legal. Because there's no magazine over here. He sells shoes, so no one will think I told them to make the shoes for me.
Maybe the magazine said he bought it, but he paid money.
And that's why there's no magazine, because if someone is maker, there's no magazine on that. This is Machal, and he said, the Rabbonan, why says there's no magazine on that? Actually, yes, Lord. וגם בזה מפת לוקים, התויס ושבס הפרימדודם, להבי על קופונים ובגד החייל, תנוב דעות לסנוב תסגות השוסטו, גות השוסטו תנוב דעות החייל. Oh, Baba, we didn't finish. Baba, she was yitzay tzimay d'me emeka. We should not say how much the shoes cost. The heine shlo yaske lo yishchum domin. We shouldn't say anything about money. The lavochi avi b'chlau meka chaminka. Avo b'shene mishalim lo yashuk. He's not speaking anything about money. He's a guy that knows him. He's a next-door neighbor. He goes into the shoe store and he tells us, and he needs a pair of shoes. The guy says, no problem. He gives him the shoes. So according to the Morgan Avraham, it's mutab, and according to the Tashin Shabbos and Prima Godim, the oldest and oldest the chayel. You'll find a store that can give you shoes without fogging you. You can find such a store also.